Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC Big Glacier Radio 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station rebroadcast from KVRF Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's star date, 60.10033. So, 10,033 days since Pluto has had a New Year's. So again, star date, 60.10033. Next up is a word from our Glacier View Community Council notebook. This is the newings and doings of the Glacier View Community Council. We're meeting on February 23rd. That's Thursday, February 23rd, which is the day this program airs, at 7 o'clock at the Glacier View School. 7 o'clock, Glacier View School, Glacier View Community Council meeting. All are welcome. After the 7 o'clock start of the meeting, we're going to start pretty promptly on time. School will be open at 6:45 for people to come and get ready. But the meeting starts at 7 after the pledge. I invite people to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. We will have our election for two offices and, oddly enough, two officers, one for secretary and one for vice president. So, we alternate years. Last year was president and treasurer. This year, secretary, vice president. And the voting will close at 7:20. So we'll vote immediately after the pledge. Voting will close at 7:20. Well, we'll take a brief pause in the meeting and go count the votes. And then we'll continue the meeting. So secretary and vice president elections on the 23rd, 7 p.m. Glacier View School. Now remember, who can vote? Well, to be eligible, you have to be eligible to vote and a resident in Glacier View and pay or have paid $5 for the 2017 council dues. Now you can attend the meeting without paying the $5 per year dues. But if you want to vote, and it's $5 a person, and not a family, of course you have to be 18, hence you have to be eligible to vote. You don't even have to be a registered voter, but your primary residence needs to be Glacier View, and you pay $5. That's about it. All right, after the election, we will have the secretary with the minutes and the treasurer's report. Then we have the call for the Glacier View Community Archives. This is an informal accounting of people and events in our community to be recorded in the archives. And we're looking for a chair. We need a chair for that committee. I haven't gotten one yet. We actually have some printed paper for making a large leather book. And the paper's already been bound. Now we just need to add the leather cover to it. So we like to honor the memory of the history of the people long ago in Glacier View, as well as what's happening in very modern times, recent times, what's happening now in Glacier View, who is doing what of note. Guest speakers, we hope Jim Sykes will be up at the council meeting. He often comes. And then we will have Patty Fisher and Carol Montgomery of the Matsu Recycle Coalition. They have a program. I'm going to give you a number. 26 million. That's a big number. I mean, think if you had like 26 million grocery sacks. Say you go to Fred Meyer's, you buy 26 million bags of groceries. What would you do with all those bags? Well, every year in the Matsu Borough, the stores go through 26 million grocery sacks. It's more than Fred's and more than Three Bears and more than Cars, Safeway. It's all the stores. But 26 million. So I did the math and it was 560 or 570 bags a person per year. Because I thought we couldn't possibly reach that number. But we have over 101,000 people in the borough. So, Carol Montgomery and Patty Fisher of the Mat-Su Recycle Coalition have a Bag It campaign. We will be hearing from them after Jim Sykes. So very interested to hear that. They're going to ask for a donation from the council for the Bag It campaign. Part of what it does is it keeps our view shed clear. Fewer bags, fewer trash bags, less trash. And frankly, when I talk to Patty, I have to start using my own sacks. I have very nice canvas bags. I mean, they're just canvas bags, but I mean, way nicer than the thin plastic bags. We can do something to reduce plastic bags. I think it's fabulous what Carol and Patty are doing in the Mat-Su Recycle Coalition with their Bag It campaign. Look forward to hearing from them. Then we will have a school report with Wyatt. He is a student at the Glacier View School. Will be telling us about the Tarzan play that they went to recently over at the college here in Palmer. Then we will have financial expenditures requests. Now, we've started producing a new kind of financial form so that people can see at a glance what we've spent, what categories we're spending them in, and how much money do we have, and how much do we have encumbered. So the Mat-Su Recycle Coalition, I'm sure we are going to discuss whether we as a council want to make a donation. There's no set amount. They're happy for any amount. Perhaps $500 would be a good number to start the discussion with. So I look forward to an interesting and thoughtful conversation on that. Old business will include health fair at the council meeting on Thursday. Health fair. Now, 23rd is the council meeting. That's a Thursday. The 25th, a Saturday, 9 in the morning, the Glacier View Community Health Fair. Now, it's open to all. It's free. And they have blood tests. If you're going to have your blood test and it's okay with your doctor to go on a fast, if it doesn't bother your diet, if you're diabetes, sometimes you have to keep regular meals, regular food intake so that you keep a stable blood sugar level, or other issues. If you have medications, take your medications. But if you can fast from Friday night when you go to bed to Saturday morning. Now it starts at 9 in the morning. So go in, get your blood test. Now the blood tests cost money. Everything else is free. The SOTI demonstration by Randy Lucas. She'll be coming up from Anchorage. She's even taught it in Barrow. SOTI is a kind of health exercise to free up your lymph glands, to move around your own natural immune system. So Randy will be there, a great fan of Randy Lucas. We'll have people drawing blood. If you're going to have a blood test, then there's different fees for different levels, different kinds of blood tests. If you're financially challenged, the council has made some coupons available that will be distributed by the health fair personnel to give you a break on some of the costs. Now, we can't pay for everything of your blood tests, but we can give you a hand up. So there will be credits available with the staff, and we won't be handling it. The health fair people will be doing that. If you need help with paying for your blood test, they will help you out. When you're done with your blood test, you might be a bit peckish. Peckish is a great word. It's an old English word. It means hungry. So not in the gym where the health fair is. There'll be a lot of booths out there, a lot of different groups showing up and for the health fair. But If you're a bit peckish or you're not taking the blood test and you're hungry, the kids will be having a morning breakfast of healthy selection of foods for you to feast on just down the hall from the gym. And that is a fundraiser and suggested donations. So come to the school February 25th, 9 in the morning it starts, health fair and fundraiser breakfast. Fun in Glacier View. Another shockaroo. Glacier View Gardens. There's nothing to report in the middle of the darkest, coldest part of winter. Okay, maybe not darkest anymore. But no news from the Glacier View Gardens. Digital photography workshop. We're still on with Mike Conti for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to learn to take great photos, starting with our cell phones on May 11th, 12th, and 13th. You want to plan to be around during that time. Meals on Wheels. Stay independent, stay healthy, sign up with me or Matsu Senior Services. The Matsu Senior Services has the Meals on Wheels program. I just have some of the booklets and can help you get signed up, or you can go to them in Palmer. They're right across from the junior middle school. So they have a part-time position open for care and respite worker here in Glacier View. If you're interested, let me know. Or call them at Matsu Senior Services for a part-time position that's open for care and respite worker here in Glacier View. Now, it's been open for a while, and I think at least one person has applied, but maybe they have backups. I don't know who they've hired or if they have hired. So give them a call. In Glacier View, we have a pretty robust emergency program. Part of that and core to that is the emergency call list. So we have an emergency call list that's PDF and paper. It's no good just having it on PDF. If you're in an emergency, grab that paper, pull it out. Now, our call list is the residents of Glacier View who want to be on the list. You don't have to be on the list. It's a volunteer thing. But who's your neighbor? Do you have their phone number real handy? Can you call them right now if you need some help? Now, on our emergency call list, top of the list, on the front cover, it says call 911. So even if you need an ambulance, and you know there's an ambulance here in Glacier View, that, and there is, it's on the Victory Road in a heated garage, call 911 because they called the dispatch here in Glacier View. And you'll have ambulance drivers there in 5 minutes. So the fastest thing to do is always call 911 first. But then you might want to call your neighbor. Or sometimes it's an emergency that's not quite 911. So the call list is divided up in areas along the highway. Now remember, Glacier View is 30 miles long from mile 89 to 119. That's a long town. So we have different sections, and at the first two or three people in each section, according to Miles, is the captain that will then call other people on the call list. You make one call, you get one person, and the word will go out and you'll get some help. Do you want to be on the list? Also, there's new people in Glacier View, people I haven't even met yet, now live in Glacier View or are planning to build. When you meet somebody, ask them, are you on the emergency call list? Are you on the 911 list? Get their number if they want to be on it. It's good for them. It's good for us. Also at the council meeting, we will be reading the firewood gathering resolution. We have a resolution, thanks to a fellow, one of the students here in the Glacier View community, had given us an idea for a resolution. We wrote the resolution and approved the bullets of it. So we're going to take the final look at it on the gathering firewood resolution that we will be approaching with the state, which he actually went down to Juneau to present to our representative and our senator. So great work. Grant for a trail grant. There, we approved funds for a matching trail grant program. Lorraine Cordova, our treasurer, is working on that. we'll get a short update on the trail grant. And of course, new business is simply the Bagot campaign donation. After that, we'll have call for the good of the order, which is oftentimes one of the more interesting times of the Glacier View Community Council meeting. And then we will end the meeting. The next meeting will be March 30th, 7 p.m. Glacier View School. March 30, 7 p.m. Glacier View School. That will be our next meeting. So, I'll see you there Thursday, 7 p.m. Glacier View School. Thank you very much. Now for my favorite time of the program, station identification. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station, Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit radiofreepalmer.org and become a member today. Remember, it's member-supported. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and remember, pick, click, and give up till March 31st. If you apply before March 31st, you can be entered automatically to win a double dividend. Five happy people are going to get a double dividend who register their PFD before March 31st. And when you register, or even if you've already registered, you can go back. You can always go back. And before March 31st, you can donate to your member-supported radio station, Radio Free Palmer, part of your PFD. Help the station out in a member-supported and very community process with their PFD. So, thank you very much. And now let's get on to some music, interesting music and fun music this week. Remember the book, Best-Selling Albums of All Time? Well, the reason that we're playing this album, from this album, it is a best-selling album of all times from the decade 2000s. Now, I don't really know how you say that. You could say the 1990s or 1980s or, but how do you say the 2000s? Anyway, during that 10-year period, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is an album that sold 7,900,000 albums. It was released in September 2000. The Coen Brothers movie followed the jailbreak and misadventures of three convicts during the Depression era, who, amongst other scrapes, stumbled upon the birth of radio. Tempted by financial reward, the trio find themselves in a backwater radio station and record a song which ends up becoming an unlikely hit. That song, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow, features here alongside bluegrass, country, gospel, and folk music of the period. Harry McClintock's 1928 recording of Big Rock Candy Mountain aside, most of the 18 tracks were new recordings. Now, in 1928, Harry McClintock? Wow, that's cool. That's the song we just heard. Unusually, the soundtrack found an audience beyond those who had actually seen the film and became an important country album in its own right, acting as a catalyst for bluegrass revival. It was awarded Album of the Year at the 2002 Grammy Awards, while Dan Tominski, who overdubbed George Clooney's vocals, won Best Male Country Vocal Performance. Now, I thought it was George Clooney. Oh, well. In an era when country music was becoming increasingly distant from its roots, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou became a totem for the past that had been largely forgotten and one that turned out to be both charming and compelling. The soundtrack's success led to tours, a documentary, and several follow-up compilations. Well, cool, and it has a song from 1928, Harry McClintock, Big Rock, Candy Mountain, which again, we just heard. So, if you're interested in the album, well, stay tuned because I'm going to play a couple more songs. But the album, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Up next, the theme song that the convicts recorded at the radio station, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. Thank you.
sunny side of life. Song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, and let us trust in our Savior always. He'll keep us everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Side of life.
Today's quote is, "It is not a daily increase, but a daily decrease. Hack away at the inessentials," says Bruce Lee. That's it. Thanks for joining the Glacier Review.